Good Thursday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's go ahead and see how futures are trading. December hard red winter wheat is 704 and three quarters, up 1 3/4. Soft December wheat, 650 1/2, up 7 3/4. September corn, 481, up 16 1/4. December, 471, up 15 3/4. September soybeans, 1287, up 17 1/2. November, 1259 1/4, up 20 1/4. September soybean meal, 415.50, up 7.60. September soybean oil, 42.75, up 41. August live cattle, 123.65, down 35. August feeders, 153.30, down 30. And October lean hogs, 87.15, and they are down a dollar.
Support for agricultural programs comes from AgriGold Hybrids, featuring the AgriGold Giants, a group of five new hybrids designed to meet the performance standards of yield, health, and consistency required by Midwestern corn growers. More information is at AgriGoldGiants.com or at 800-262-7333.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Dan Zwicker of CGB Enterprises. He is in Mandeville, Louisiana. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Dave.
As fast as November futures went down, they're going up, Dan.
Yes, and they had a weekly reversal to the upside last week. And with the crop report coming in at the lower end of the range, we've got a very solid monthly reversal to the upside going in on November soybean contracts. So if price action has anything to say with what the future may be, is the supply-demand tables are going to get tighter. But we still have, you know, a couple of weeks to go before the end of the month, and anything can happen in this type of market because we are in somewhat of a weather market right now. I think there's the drier pattern, a little warmer pattern. The warmer pattern probably helps many areas, but if you're in some of the drier areas, the drier pattern here over the next couple of weeks is likely to pull down crop prospects, and I think that's, you know, part of what we're seeing here in the price action in November soybean futures.
Would a technical analyst look at these charts and say we're teed up to try for another assault on $13?
The way I would use it, this break that we kind of had here Tuesday, Wednesday, this 1240 high down to 1213 low, I kind of used the midpoint of that range, which is 1226, and I would swing it off of the August 7th low of 1162, and that would kind of point toward a move toward 1290, or at least that would be, you know, put up on the dartboard for the upside objective.
Turn your attention to corn, which technically has been puzzling. We have a hook reversal higher, and then the next day we go lower, and then we go sideways. Seems like the market doesn't quite know what to do with it at this point.
Well, the trade is very skeptical of USDA's yield estimate. I mean, you've had a lot of people out there doing yield checks with some high-end numbers, and so the trade was braced for or thinking USDA would raise the yield maybe to 158. Some even thought maybe we could go as high as 160. And then instead USDA came down at 154. And then, of course, the argument was is that USDA used a five-year average, which they always use a five-year average. But it's just happened within this five-year average we had last year, which was exceptionally low. So some in the trade feel that the five-year average is exceptionally low, and therefore the crop should be probably higher than what USDA estimate. And that's why the market went up after the report, and then the trade didn't believe it, so they sold into it, pushed it back down, ran out of sellers. Because everybody's already short, and now the drier weather is kind of kicking in, and now we're back to the highs that we had after the report. And, you know, we got one more day to go, and we still have a few hours left in today's session, but we're going to close out the week on corn, it looks to me, with an outside up week, which would indicate to me that we're making a very important low in corn, just as we did in beans a week ago when we had a hook, a weekly reversal to the upside. So I think the market is ripe here now for some form of August-September recovery. Seasonally, we often have that. The question that comes to mind is, are these the pre-harvest lows? Will they turn into major lows as we go forward? And I think the only thing you could probably say on that is that depends upon how weather plays out over the next 2 to 3 weeks. And then it does appear that we're in for some downward adjustment in harvested acres of corn. And maybe even planted acres of corn. So the crop could be getting smaller on everybody, and the trade has been thinking that the crop would get bigger. So we do have a lot of shorts in the market. We've got a lot of people terribly bearish. Distant cash traders, I think, are big shorts in the market. So you may have a pretty good you could have the potential of having a pretty good August-September recovery rally, or at least until harvest actually really begins in a widespread basis.
Yesterday we got news from Farm Service Agency that put prevented planted acres for the nation at 3.411 million acres. Is that fully cooked into the marketplace?
Some of it is. No one really knows for sure. My guess, at least some of it is, but I think that that's what's kind of got this thing fueled up here this morning too. Is that you could, depending upon who you talk to, you could probably lose another 500 to a million acres of corn, maybe more. And all of a sudden, with the lower yield, and if we don't get the rain in the next couple of weeks, all of a sudden we're talking about a 13.2 or 13.5 crop, and the trade was wanting something above 14. So then they have to readjust their thinking and their prices, and that's, I think, is a big factor here in fueling this corn 17, 16 cents higher here this morning. So, I mean, you can't believe how bearish people were a week ago. I think, you know, they're all caught short now, and they're all going to have to buy their way out of the market. And it could give us a pretty good rally.
Well, that is the function of the market, to confuse us.
The function of the market is to get you on the wrong side.
Well, from a technical standpoint, given the big push today, we see a little follow-through for the week, and then we get that December weekly chart dressed up like you think. What would a technician say then?
Well, I'm in the camp that we are making our harvest lows, and we're going to pull out of them here. And I know I'm probably the lone soul in the whole world, but it wouldn't surprise me to see this market rally all the way into the winter months. So, I do think that soybeans have put in some pretty impressive price action, corn. We're just getting warmed up.
Thank you, Dan.
Very good.
Dan Zwicker of CGB Enterprises, and he is in Mandeville, Louisiana. September corn's 482 and three quarters, up 18, now 17 and three quarters. December 472 and a quarter, up 17 and a quarter. And November beans are 1260 and a quarter, up 21 and a half. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana.